Let's turn to Iran, because there are at least five different stories happening simultaneously that all interact with each other. Start with the top line. Trump declared the U.S.-Iran peace agreement complete. Vice President Vance confirmed that nuclear inspectors will return to Iran under the terms of the deal, and prediction market Polymarket saw contracts reprice dramatically from just 8% probability of a deal by June 15th, only days ago, to near certainty after Trump's announcement.
That Polymarket move is actually worth dwelling on for a moment, Sarah, because it tells you something about how fast this developed. Sophisticated traders who follow these negotiations closely had assigned only an 8% probability as recently as last week. Then, within 72 hours, the calculus flipped entirely. That's not a slow diplomatic process reaching its conclusion. That's a sudden top-level decision, likely made between a small number of principals that bypassed the usual pre-announcement signaling that let markets and analysts price in probability gradually.
Which is characteristic of how this administration conducts diplomacy. And then immediately you have the complications. The UN snapback mechanism is a serious problem. When the original JCPOA collapsed, the US triggered snapback sanctions. And those mechanisms don't just disappear because a new agreement is announced. Several European powers and Russia and China have different interpretations of what snapback means in this context. And that legal and procedural ambiguity could undermine whatever sanctions relief Iran was promised as part of this deal.
From a pure political economy standpoint, Iran's government desperately needs sanctions relief. Their currency has been in free fall, inflation has been crushing ordinary Iranians, and the January 2026 protests, which we now know were severe enough that the regime executed two men linked to them this week, demonstrate how much internal pressure the leadership is under. The executions are a grim reminder that even as diplomatic progress happens at the top level, the regime's response to dissent internally is unchanged.
That's a really important juxtaposition, Marcus. On the same day we're talking about inspectors returning in a peace agreement, Iran is hanging people for protest activity. The executions connected to the January demonstrations signal that the regime sees internal stability as the primary existential threat, not necessarily the external pressure from the U.S. A nuclear deal doesn't change that political calculus for the mullahs.
And then there's the Sudan dimension, which is easy to overlook but relevant. Sudan apparently curbed its Iranian arms purchases specifically to court U.S. support and demonstrate alignment with American interests in the region. That's a ripple effect of the U.S.-Iran negotiation process, other actors in the region repositioning in anticipation of a new equilibrium. When major powers shift relationship frameworks, smaller states scramble to adjust their alignments accordingly.
The nuclear inspectors piece is the most technically significant commitment if it holds. The IAEA had essentially lost visibility into Iran's nuclear program after inspectors were expelled. Restoring that access would give the international community at least some ability to monitor enrichment levels and centrifuge activity. But inspectors will return, and inspectors will have meaningful access to all sites, are very different commitments. And the difference between those two things is where previous agreements have broken down.
The G7 context again matters here. Zelensky's presence at those talks, combined with the Iran deal announcement, creates an interesting tension. Ukraine wants Western focus on Russia. The Iran deal, if it stabilizes oil markets, actually reduces some economic pressure on Western governments that have been managing high energy costs while funding Ukrainian defense. There's a theoretical scenario where a durable Iran deal makes it slightly easier for Europe and the U.S. to sustain Ukraine's support over a longer period. But that's several steps removed from where we are today.